everyone. Good morning. And today's a little bit of a different day. It's a snow day for most people, so both teachers and students are celebrating because snow days are much needed. Especially this one. But today I want to talk to you about something a little bit different. I'm not going to read a Bible verse, and it's just a little bit different, but I think it's a good thing to talk about. So, a few weeks ago, on Friday, I went over to a friend's house for Vespers. And I brought my little instant camera, which prints off the photos as you take them. And we had a little photo shoot. And, you know, we were having some fun with the pictures and stuff. And by the end of the night, when everybody was leaving, I had one more photo left on that roll. And I was like, I want to use it, but I don't want to just waste it. And so I was looking for the perfect moment to take a picture. And then I had it. I saw the pastor and his wife leaving, and I was like, wait, we gotta take a picture really fast. And so they got all smiley and got a little pose, and I took a picture of them. And then they went on their way, and we all went on with our lives. But the other day, I was looking back at the picture, and I was like, wow, this is actually a really good picture. I can't believe I got a picture this good. They probably really want this. So I fixed it up a little bit, put a little frame around and stuff, and then I wrote a little note with it. I'm gonna read the note to you. In the note, I said, Hello, I thought you might want to keep this picture. I added a frame to the outside of the photo, but if you do not like it, it is very easy to just take off. I wish you the best for the coming week, and remember, God loves you and has blessed you with all you have. I hope this picture helps remind you of that, because all of us need reminding sometimes. Have a blessed day, Victoria. So, I wrote this, and I got the picture and the note in a little envelope. And then I gave it to the pastor the next day at school. Later that day, I got a text from the pastor. And I'm going to read to you what that text said. And it was very rewarding, I feel. It's not like I was looking for reward, but it was rewarding to hear this. So this is what he said. Your letter and picture really inspired me. While we have digital communication methods, there's nothing like a handwritten letter. I'm praying about the idea, but not only pulling you guys out of class for prayer, but also passing handwritten notes. I hope your day is going well. That really made me happy to hear. It made me feel like somebody was still, I don't know the word for it, but someone still cared about written letters, and somebody could be made so happy and feel inspired by just some little act of kindness. So what I said to that was, I am glad you liked it. People are so in their phones these days. It really bothers me sometimes. But when you write something on paper or receive it, it feels so much better about it. I wish there were more people who still wrote letters. So, I just feel that people are on their phones too much these days. Like, I get you want to talk to people, but there's so many people around you, and wouldn't you rather have face-to-face conversations than over the phone? Especially when the person's in the same room as you. Don't text them. Go over and talk to them, please. And I get it if you're like a million miles apart. I get that. But at home, talk to your family. Don't be on your phone the whole time. At school, talk to your friends at school. Don't just be stuck in your phone. At work, get your work done. Talk to those who you work with. Don't just be on your phone every break. So I guess that's what I had to say. That there's just so much more around you than what's on your phone, and I feel like spending hours every day on your phone is a waste of your life. Because you're not living. So few people actually live their life. Most people just exist in it. I just want you to remember that as you go through your day. Just remember to look around you a little bit more and see if there's actually somebody who wants to have a conversation. Because you're never going to get to know somebody unless you really have a conversation with them. Not just a surface conversation like, how was your day? How's school going? Stuff like that. No. Like, have an actual conversation with someone. That is what really creates friendships and bonds that last a lifetime. That's all I have to say, and I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Bye.